to Beaver. Starring...
It's the 1950s, and the standard idea of a family was a husband and wife married for life with a couple of kids and a house in the suburbs. That was life for one woman. She raised the couple's kids and supported her husband through grad school. But the honeymoon didn't last forever. And after she began working again once the kids were in high school, her husband left her for a younger woman. The former wife was left with little income and meager savings. That's why opponents of alimony reform like Barbara Devane say Governor Scott did the right thing by vetoing the reform.
They're not taking into consideration older women who have either given up their careers or never had a career to start with, and they've stayed at home and raised the children, supported their husband as he advanced in his career. And then she gets older and he wants to trade her in for a younger model.
Supporters say the bill updates an outdated system that unfairly punishes some people and ensures more equitable outcomes. But Governor Scott says he vetoed the bill because of its retroactive clause, allowing the renegotiation of contracts. Scott says that wouldn't be fair to Floridians.
I think you look at everything based on your own experiences, but I try to listen. I got a lot of feedback from a lot of people and try to make the right decision for 19.2 million people.
Reform supporters say they didn't expect Scott to veto the measure and suspected it might have been for political reasons. Alan Frischer with the Florida Alimony Reform Group says they'll be back with another bill next session.
I was hopeful that he would, you know, let this pass, but he chose not to, for possibly some political reasons, but also because he did state that he felt that the retroactivity part was not appropriate. So hopefully we'll be able to come back next session, revise our bill, and bring it back to Governor Scott for his signature.
But Republican Representative Rich Workman, who sponsored the House version of the alimony measure, says all hope for passing reform is not lost. He's filed it, minus the retroactivity, as an amendment to another bill.
It's a Hail Mary pass that may or may not get a chance. When I filed the amendment, there was 2 days left, and now there's 1.5 days, less than 1.5 days left. So a lot of things can happen. The bills have been heard, so it's nothing new to the chambers. It can turn very quickly, and it very well might, but, you know, I'm not a gambling man, so I won't put odds on it.
With only one full day left in session, it's unlikely that alimony reform will pass this time around. But supporters of reform say they're undeterred and will return more energized in 2014. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Ryan Bank.